The announcement was made after reports indicated the Trump administration is considering backing out of the agreement. Jim Zook is with the Michigan Corn Growers Association. He says last year, South Korea imported roughly 200 bushels of corn.
Well, these trade agreements are working. We oppose the direct pullout. We're always open for renegotiations, if at all possible. But it always seems like in the trade agreements, the agriculture is the one who has the most to lose.
Zook says without South Korea's imports, prices for corn could drop and devastate Michigan's agricultural economy. Other industries involved in the press release included pork and milk producers. Last year, South Korea imported 94 million pounds of cheese from the U.S. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.